Despite all the obstacles, oppression, and cruelty, the numbers of those believing in the Prophet Jesus grew every day. This in turn alarmed a number of ill-intentioned so-called Jewish religious scholars. Those who believed in the Prophet Jesus gradually split away from the deniers. Certain so-called Jewish religious leaders hostile to the Prophet Jesus were determined to eliminate him and prepared a plan for that purpose. They had no right to condemn him to death themselves, so they incited the Roman administration against him and groundlessly accused him of working against Rome, as they knew that the Romans were particularly sensitive and ruthless when it came to political matters. The aim of the deniers was the Prophet Jesus' death. However, God confounded this trap of theirs and raised the Prophet Jesus into his sight. The Prophet Jesus did not die and was not killed. All that happened was someone resembling him was shown to the deniers. This fact is revealed in the Quran. And on account of their saying, "We kill the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, messenger of God," they did not kill him, and they did not crucify him, but it was made to seem so to them. Those who argue about him are in doubt about it. They have no real knowledge of it, just conjecture, but they certainly did not kill him. God raised him up to himself. God is Almighty, All-Wise.